It's time for this week's Wheat Report, brought to you by the Nebraska Wheat Board. This week we hear from District 3 representative and board member Larry Floor from Chapel, Nebraska. Larry, we've been keeping a very close eye on the wheat crop recently because of the cold snap we saw. Also, I know ground cover is becoming a concern, and the wind in Nebraska is going to blow. Can you give us an update on what the wheat crop looks like?
Well, fortunately, we had snow cover here over the holidays that came right ahead of the deep cold spell. And anywhere in the area, we had anywhere from 4 to 10 inches, which should be an insulating aid to protecting the wheat from the severe cold. Obviously, that question won't be answered as far as the effect of winter kill for a period of time until spring green up. But that was very helpful. We were very short of moisture going into this. We haven't had any moisture, significant moisture, since wheat planting. And the winds have been pretty vicious out here and dry. And that's caused the topsoil to dry out. And of course, those wheat plants are searching for moisture to continue to survive through the winter. But that 4 to 10 inches of moisture was probably the driest snow that we've had, although it probably did provide some insulating factor that would help the wheat crop.
Now, as we look a little further out here, there's some talk of chances of going back to the cold weather, having another cold snap coming through, but maybe also some moisture on the way. What's the concern moving forward? What are we looking at here moving into the rest of this winter?
Yeah, maybe the concern may be going forward right now. We're getting some warm up right now to melt off this snow. We're supposed to get as high as upper 40s to low 50s today out here in the Panhandle and the wheat growing region. And if that snow leaves our wheat fields and exposes them to those colder temperatures that may come along later, then we're in a serious situation again. So I'm not sure. It's one of these week by week issues. Obviously how good a stand everybody had in their wheat crop, and that cover is pretty vital through the winter, not only to help us insulate the wheat from those cold temperatures, but also to keep the ground from blowing. So we have some concerns going forward. We're not sure we can say that we've got a good quality crop as far as the crop condition right now, or whether to say that we're in a disastrous situation. I don't think we can make that comment either direction right now.
All right. Thanks so much. Larry Floor from Chapel, Nebraska. He's a District 3 representative and board member with the Nebraska Wheat Board. For this week's Nebraska Wheat Report, I'm Shaylee Peters.